Look at all these gorgeous hanging baskets, colorful flowers cascading down, so full and so pretty. I'm Judy Wagley here at Elm Creek Garden Center in Farwell. This is From the Ground Up. Janice Jenkins, along with her husband Mike, has owned Elm Creek Garden Center for 36 years, and she cares for more of these hanging baskets than we could count. Thanks for taking time for me today, Janice.
Thank you for having me.
Janice, many, many folks buy these gorgeous hanging baskets, and they take them home and then struggle with how to keep them looking their best.
Yes, I know. Everybody loves the baskets. They see them here in the greenhouse. They pick them up. They take them home. They're so excited. They hang them right up, and then they do have a problem. Usually it falls out of bloom, so we try to help them before they leave the garden center to learn how to take care of their baskets when they get home.
What's your advice?
Well, there's four key things. The first one is making sure that your basket's in the ideal place when you get it home. A lot of times they'll buy a basket that might be a shady variety, they get it home, and they hang it in the sun. Or vice versa, they buy a sunny variety, and they take it home and put it in full shade. So that's one key element that is a problem. So making sure you have the right plant in the right place.
Right tool for the job. Okay, next.
Yes, the next one is watering. A lot of people will get their basket home, and they forget that they need to water it. And all of a sudden, 2 days have passed, the basket is drooping, it's gone into stress level. So we need to make sure that we hang that basket up and that we water it consistently. I usually recommend at least a quart of water every day, at least once a day. If it's in the sun, it might even take a quart twice a day, but at least that much every day, daily, constantly.
And not just spray the water on, make sure it gets right into that soil.
Yes, make sure that it gets into the soil. What we don't like to see is that pouring a whole bunch of water on it, running out the bottom, and then waiting 2 days to do that again. So that's where that quart of water, consistent every day, is important.
Just like us, the plant needs water each day.
Absolutely. Water is one of the main keys. The next one is fertilizer. We need to continuously, constantly feed that basket. It doesn't live on just water alone. So fertilizer is really important. Again, I usually recommend a balanced fertilizer. We here at the Garden Center use a triple 20 fertilizer. That way we have a consistent amount of fertilizer of all the elements, all three of the elements, going into the basket. We do that at home. We should do that at least weekly. Here we do it daily to keep these beautiful baskets because it is kind of stressful in the greenhouses with the heat. But at home, we usually say at least once a week, give it a balanced fertilizer.
Daily watering, weekly fertilizing.
Yes, that's two of the keys. Obviously, we've got the right place, we're watering consistently, and we're fertilizing it daily. So those are three keys. But there is one fourth key that a lot of people don't do to their baskets, and that would be keeping it pinched, keeping it pruned, maintaining that basket so it keeps that fullness. I usually recommend 3 times in the season that you prune back about a third of the new growth. That way that basket will continuously fill out at the top and keep going at the bottom so that you don't get all that stringy, straggly branching happening. So 3 times a season, prune it back about a third of the growth.
Janice, thank you for those 4 simple steps. Now, what if we are going to be away for a few days?
Yes, that can be a problem. If you're going to be gone and your baskets are hanging up and they're beautiful when you leave, you don't want to stress them. And so a couple things that you can do, take the basket down, put it into a spot maybe that isn't in full sun when you're away, put it in some dappled sunlight. But that watering is a problem because we needed to give that water to it daily and now we can't. So if you can set up a system with a wicking system helps, find a nice neighbor that can come and water, or I always say, take your basket with you if you're going camping or going away. Take care of your own baskets. It can be a problem, though, to be away on a hanging basket.
Janice, thank you so much. And I'm just admiring all of these beautiful baskets, the geraniums and the petunias and all of the other things here in the greenhouse at Elm Creek Garden Center. Thanks for taking time with me for From the Ground Up.
You're welcome. Thank you.